Schizophonics.
Listen.
All right, Ray Ray. I'm Detective Palmer. Now, I know you told your story to the officers already, but I'd like to hear it from you myself, if you don't mind. Exactly what happened? Look, you can stay in that hard chair all day if you like. As a matter of fact, it's about time for my daily nap. So why don't I just do that? I'll be back in, let's say, an hour or two. By then, it'll be time for me to take my lunch break. Maybe I'll stop by the barbershop and get me a...
Okay. Like I told the rest of those bellhops, I was just enjoying myself. The sun was on my back and the wind in my face. Minding my own business, like I always do.
Were you alone?
No. I had a flock of buddies with me. A small flock.
Just flying around up there having fun.
Yeah, that's right. Did I break some kind of law or something? I mean, last time I checked, birds flying in the air was perfectly legal in America.
We've got a witness that says...
Hold on. I've flown through these clouds before, but let me guess. I look suspicious, right?
I'm not here to argue. I'm just here to get the facts and serve justice.
The fact is, I'm being profiled.
Watch your beak, bird, or so help me out.
Help you? I'm the one being held against my will. Am I under arrest or what?
So you're saying you don't want to cooperate?
I didn't say that. I just want to know what I did that warranted this here harassment.
Nobody's harassing you, son. We just want to get to the bottom of this.
Look, I did not poop on anybody, okay? I haven't eaten in hours, so my stomach is pretty empty. I couldn't poop even if I tried.
The witness said you were following her, circling overhead like some kind of...
Quo, eagle, vulture. Exactly what did this so-called witness call me, Officer Palmer?
That's Detective Palmer. And she said you looked like a bombardier.
A what? What the heck is a bomber?
Look, bird, I don't know either. Just come clean with me, and we can get this over with.
All right. I'm not trying to ruffle anybody's feathers, okay? Nor was I trying to poop on anybody's head. I do know birds like that, but that's not me. I land first, always.
Is that right? Exactly what kind of bird are you anyway, Ray Ray?
What difference does that make?
Look. I don't care if you were a yellow-tailed canary from the Netherlands. If we let you get away with this, that's just giving your friends and family the green light to crap all over us. You guys have specific targets, don't you? Don't lie. I know you do.
No, wait a minute. I told you I don't hang out with any of those types.
Yeah, I know what you told me, but something ain't right. Something ain't lining up. You're a crow, aren't you? Yeah, you crows are always...
I'm not a crow.
Must be a finch.
No.
Albatross.
No.
Peacock?
No, I'm a waving.
I knew it. Huh.
What do you mean, huh?
It means raven flying on this side of town. An eyewitness plus evidence is a hard case to argue.
Well, your eyewitness is either blind or a liar. Or a blind liar. And as far as your evidence goes, you're bluffing, my friend.
If I'm bluffing, then explain this.
Wait a minute now. That's not mine. I've never seen this before in my life. It's not mine, I swear.
Then whose is it? Whose crap is that? Give me a name, and you can walk. Or fly.
I don't know, okay? I don't know.
You said you knew birds who did this sort of thing. Give me a name, Ray Ray. Give me something.
I just want to go home to my wife and my chicks.
You're not going anywhere until I get some answers. Now, who are these dirty birds you're trying to protect?
Okay, look, detective, look. I don't know any names.
All right, Ray Ray. You want to play tough with me? How about I throw you in a covered cage for a few days? Maybe let my wife dress you up like a little schoolgirl. Put some cute glittery socks on those skinny little bird legs of yours.
Okay. It was Red.
Who's Red? Red who?
I don't know his last name. Everybody just calls him Red.
What kind of bird is he?
A gull.
A gull named Red? Really?
That's all I know. I swear that's all I know.
What kind of idiot do you take me for? Any fool on the street will tell you that's not gull crab.
Ah, in my face? Really? Come on, in my face? What do you want me to tell you?
How about the truth? I'd love to hear how that sounds for a change.
He's smart, okay? Real smart. He'd probably swish the poop somehow.
Come on, Ray Ray. If you're gonna snitch, snitch like you...
Can I make a phone call?
Detective Mullins is gonna get some answers out of you. Trust me, she's very...
Actually, I'm on break right now. I'm about to make a run. You want me to pick you up some lunch or did you bring yours?
No, I didn't bring anything. Where you going?
To the sub shop on Swan Street. You want a sandwich or something?
Yeah, I feel like tuna today.
The chief said he doesn't want you stinking up the place with that anymore.
Oh, the chief's a real pain in my... Okay, how about rotisserie chicken? The thin slices with avocado, no mayo. Think I can get that?
I don't see why not.
I would really like to finish up here so I can go home, if you don't mind.
I will ram this menu down your throat if you don't shut your mouth. Now you keep your feathered ass in that chair until we say you can leave. You still interrogating this dumb bird?
Yeah, he's a little stubborn.
Stubborn? What you mean stubborn? I just gave you a name.
Why don't you go ahead and make that run? I should be done by the time you get back.
You better not be looking at my butt, bird.
What? No, I swear.
Stay focused, Ray Ray, and listen to what I'm saying.
I swear I wasn't looking at her.
Where were you 3 days ago?
3 days. 3 days. Where was I 3 days ago? I did fly over to visit my sister on Thursday, but that was uptown.
What did you and your sister do uptown?
We just watched TV, flew around a little bit, then played some board games with my nieces and nephews.
And that's your story?
Yeah, that's my story. Sorry, Detective Palmer. I was nowhere near Westside Park 3 days ago.
First of all, nobody mentioned Westside Park. Second of all, we brought a guy in a couple of days ago who confessed and ratted you out all in the same sitting.
You know what? Now that I think about it, maybe I did stop and have a little snack there. 3 days is a long time at bird time, you know. But I wasn't the only bird eating there that day.
I know you've been lying, Ray Ray, about being there and eating there. But what it really comes down to is what you ate. Now, most people, law-abiding or not, usually feed birds old stale bread or bird seeds. The guy we brought in says he fed you trail mix.
Trail mix? No, I don't mess with that stuff. That's too risk for my system. I tried it once years ago, and it messed my stomach up real bad. Sorry, but I think you got the wrong bird, Palmer.
You know what? Maybe you're right. We're just a bunch of bumbling detectives who don't know a street pigeon from a Galapagos penguin. So, guess what? I'm gonna let you fly.
You mean I can leave? I can go home?
Yeah, go on home and tell your wife and baby chicks we're sorry for detaining you so long.
Thanks, Detective. I sure will.
And I'll be sure to let Red know you said hi.
Wait a minute. You can't tell Red that I talked to you. He'll kill me.
Well, all right. I'm hungrier than three badgers in a meat market.
Hey, I was trying to cooperate with you, right? But sometimes I forget things. Sometimes people slip things into the bird bath, and I get a little foggy-headed.
It's past my nap time. So my head's a little foggy, too, Ray.
No,
Ray.
You don't understand, okay? Red's crazy. You guys gotta protect me.
Get out of my sight, Ray Ray, before I make you sorry you ever... Just leave.